We're going to begin here with the Mishnah on Ted Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Olata Of, Mo'alim Ba, Mishu Huk Tisha. Olata Of, there is Mi'ila from the moment that it's Nikdash, Ayadei, the person who's bringing it. This is similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah, we dealt with Chatat Of. Now we're dealing with Odlat Of. So they both have the same din with regards to when the Mi'ila starts. The Mi'ila starts from the moment that the bringer of the Korban was Makdish the Korban. Nimlika. If Malika is done to it, then Hukshrali Pasel Batvuyom Umuchusar Kippurim. Same as Chatat Of. After Malika, then the bird becomes Mukshar, the Kabel de Tuma of a Tvuyom and Mechusar Kippurim, which we explained yesterday, a Tvuyom, someone who goes to the mikveh, but is still awaiting sunset to be fully Tahor. Chusar Kippurim, someone has to bring a Korban in addition to the waiting of the days for Tara plus the mikveh, on the subsequent day they are chayav to bring a korban. Until they bring a korban, they are classified as a mechusar kippurim, and they are tamei, the gabei kodesh, and mikdash. And belina, it has a din in lina now, both for the dam, that the dam cannot be left overnight, as well as for the basar, although here the basar is going to be going on the mizbeach, nevertheless it cannot be left overnight. Mitza dama, chayavin alav mishum pigul, notar, so mitzah dama, as opposed to chatat of, which requires hazat adam, and then mitzui adam, the olat of only requires mitzui adam. Hazat adam is where the blood spurts out of the bird from afar onto the mizveach. Mitzah adam is where you press the shechita, or the malika, up against the wall of mizveach, and that squeezes the blood out onto the wall. Once you reach that point, chayvin alei mishum pigul notar v'tamei, you enter the world of kodoshim, and you can have the dinim that are associated with kochim, machshevet pigul, because the mitzah is the equivalent of zrikat dam by behema. In order to be koveya for pigul, you need the zrikat dam. Notar, we start the count for the fact that it can be left over at that point in time, if it's past the normal time, vitameh. And if someone, tumato guf, consumes it, they will be chayav. Umoalimba, as opposed to a chatatov, after the mitzuy adam or the zrikat adam over there, which would be hazat adam. Over there, the mi'ila goes away because then you have a head to the kohanim to eat the chatat of. Over here, by olat of, ma'alimba, because it's all going to the mizbeach. There is no head to the kohanim. Ad shetetze the beit adeshin. It remains that way until the ashes from on the mizbeach are taken out to the deshin. Until that point in time, it has a din mi'ila because lo nase mitzvato. The mitzvah is not complete until it's burnt on the mizbeach, and then the ashes are removed. Parim anisrafim, usirim anisrafim. When it comes to certain chataot ha-pnimiyot, these are chataot that are brought into the heichal. The dam, or the zrikat dam, hazat dam, is done inside the heichal. The chalavim, the fats, end up on the outer mizbeach. The remainder of the animals burnt in the beit hadeshen. Those are things like the par shel yom ha-kippurim, par helam davar shel tzibur, the seir of yom ha-kippurim, the seir of avodah zarah, par shel kohen mashiach. All of these are parim nisafim, sirim nisafim. Then, mo'alim behem mishu hukdushu. Like other korbanot, there is mi'ila from the moment that they are mukdash for their purpose. Nishchatu. Once shchita is done, hukshru li pasel b'tvuyom mukhusar kippurim. Equivalent to the malika by the oaf, here the shchita creates the point in time where the animal now can be mekabel tuma from a tvuyom and mukhusar kippurim. But here Tosafot asks, what's the difference? In the end, you're just going to burn the animal anyway. So why does it matter whether it became tamei b'tvuyom or mechusar kippurim? The outcome in both cases is that it's going to be burnt. Tosafot points out that we have said in other places that there were actually two points of deshin. There was a deshin for things that were tamei and a deshin for things that are tahor. So normally, where the parim and isafim and the sirim and isafim are burnt is the deshin at tahor. But if they came into contact with a tvuyom or mechusar kippurim, they would be burnt on the deshin that is for those items that are tamei. So it will be a nafkamin in terms of where it's burnt, but of course, in both cases, it will be burnt. Ubalina, and then you'd be chayav and lina for leaving them over past the time that you are supposed to. Huzadaman, once the azad dam is done inside of the heichal, whatever the requirement is, whether it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Kodesh, on the Mizbeach HaZav, chayvin aleihem mishum pigul notar v'tamei. Then the machshova can have impact in terms of pigul notar v'tamei. Umoalin ba'en bebeit hadeshen ad sheyaticha basar. And there's still mi'ila on these items in the beit hadeshen until everything has been consumed by the fire. As opposed to the previous case, Ve'olatov, where even after it turns into ashes, the mitzvah is not done because there's a requirement on the mizbeach of Trumat HaDeshen, Hotzat HaDeshen, and therefore there's residual mitzvot that keeps the meal alive. Over here, by the Parim Nesafim, Sirin Nesafim, this is the end game. Once they are burnt up, once they are consumed, there is no longer any meilah because their mitzvah has been completed. Ha'olah. Now we're talking about an olah, olat behema. Mo'alim ba, mishu glusha. Just like all the others, that once it was nikdash v'peh, that's when the meilah begins. Nishchata, after shchita ukshra li pasel b'tvul yom u'mechusar kippurim u'belina, has the same trappings as the previous korbanot that we mentioned, either by shchita or by melika. That once that is performed, then they can accept tumah from a tvul yom and a chusar kippurim, and the clock starts for lina, whether it means the items that need to put on the mizbech that day before the sun sets, or whether it has to do with achila. Of course, by an olah, there is no achila, but within the time frame that is allotted. Mishin nizrak dama, once the dam is placed on the mizbech, chayalim elah mishum pigul notar v'tameh. Again, the Zrikat Adam is koveya for these things with regards to Kodoshim. And once you've done the Zrikat Adam of the Ola, then you're chayav for pigol notar betameh. Ve'ein mo'alim be'orot. From that point forward, you're not mo'el in the orot. Avol mo'alim basar, actually, teitzeh the beit adeshin. By the Ola, all of the Ola ends up on the Mizbeach. So in terms of Ola to Ofi already, so if it goes on to the Mizbeach, the Mi'ilah does not disappear, it remains with the animal, and it stays there until the Deshen is taken out, because the mitzvah has not been completed. On the other hand, there is one part of the Olah, Olat Behemah, that goes to the Kohanim. Opposed to Olat Of, which entirely ends up on the Mizbeach, by the Olat Behemah, the Orot, the skins belong to the Kohanim. Therefore, after Zrikat Adam, where there's Heter, the Kohanim, by the Orot, there's no longer any Mi'ilah with regards to the Orot, the skins of the Olah. The remainder of the Olah does have a din of Mi'ilah, because the remainder has to end up on the Mizbeach. Whatever ends up on the Mizbeach, then it gets burnt, it turns into Deshin, and then you have the residual mitzvot of Trumat HaDeshin, or Tzad HaDeshin, which we'll discuss more in the Gemara. Chatat, V'asham, V'zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Comes to a chatat, asham, and zivche shami tzibur, the shlamim that are by tzibur. There's only one set of those that's on the kvasim that are brought on atzeret and shavuot. All of these items are koche kodoshim. But these are koche kodoshim where a portion ends up on the mizbeach, and the basar is eaten by the kohanim. So mo'alin bayan mishuk dushu, like all the other karbanot, from the moment that you are makdish them, there is a din of mi'ilah. Nishchatu after shchita ukshua lepisel b'tvul yom u'mechusar kippurim u'belina. In this case, once the shchita is done, then tvul yom and mechusar kippurim can be mitameh them, and the clock for lina starts. Nizrak daman, the zrikat adam is done. Chayvin alei mishum pigul notar v'tameh. Again, it's koveya for dinim that are shayach to the world of kodoshim. Ein mo'alim babasar, ava mo'alim be'emurim achi yitzu lebeit adeshin. Here we're going to have a bifurcation of the case because, as we said before, the basar belongs to the Kohanim. Since the basar belongs to the Kohanim, there's heter the Kohanim after Zrikat Adam. So Mi'ila will disappear from the basar at that point in time. Aval mo'alim be'emurehem, the emurim, those are the fats that end up on the Mizbeach, they retain their status of Mi'ila because there is no heter the Kohanim. Aji yitzu the Beit HaDeshen. Until they are taken out to the Beit HaDeshen again, the fact that they are put on the Mizbeach to be burnt, turn them into ashes, and then you have the residual mitzvot of Trumat HaDeshen and Hotzat HaDeshen. Shtei Lechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Atzeret and Shavuot, along with the Kvasim that are the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Mo'alim Behem Mishuk Dushu, like all the other items in our list, they have a din of Me'ilah once they are Mukdash for their purpose. Then, Karmu'u B'Tanur, once they crust over, they harden within the oven, at that point in time, then they become ra'ui, timi mikabel tumah from a tvul yom and mechusar kippurim. And here there's a machloket about whether the word lina should be included. Rashi eliminates the word lina from the shtei alechem as well as the subsequent items that we're going to see, alechem apanim, because there is no din of lina. By the case of the shtei alechem, they're not doche shabbat and they're not doche yom tov. They are baked the day before. So even though they are only going to be used on Yom Tov and eaten on Yom Tov, they're baked on Erev Yom Tov. And if it's Shabbat was Erev Yom Tov like this year, you could actually bake them on Friday, on Erev Shabbat, 2 days before. So therefore, there's no din and lina, because if there's a din and lina, you couldn't bake them beforehand and then use them on the day. So Rashi eliminates the word lina over here. On the other hand, Tosafot, the Ri, disagrees with that and says, no, you can have lina here, because that's actually a machloket. Machloket in the Gemara, Mishnah in Minachot, with regards to whether there is a din of lina or no lina by the lechem. The difference being that if you think there is a din of lina by the lechem, then the lechem is doche yom tov and Shabbat. You would bake it on the day itself in order to have it on that day, because if you did it beforehand, you'd have a problem of lina. So the machloket is whether the shtei lechem are doche yom tov and Shabbat or not. Depends on whether you think there is lina by shtei lechem or not. So you just have to say that if the girsa here is lina, it's according to the Manda Amar, that lina is problematic by the shtei lechem and by lechem upanim, therefore they are doche Shabbat. They are doche yom tov, and you can bake them on that day itself. Rashi eliminates it because of the other opinion. So it says it's a machloket, and therefore you don't have to eliminate lina from the Mishnah over here. Vilishchot aleihem et hazevach. Once they have hardened and turned into bread, then when you shech the kvasim, the zivchei shel mizumar at that point in time, that is what's mikadesh the lechem. Now it's mikadesh the lechem only once it's called lechem. It's only called lechem once it's hardened on the outside. So the din of lechem only begins once it's karmu b'tanur, and then you can shech the zvachim, the kvasim, the zivchei shel mizumar in order to be mikadesh the lechem. Nizrak daman shel kvasim. Once the dam of the kvasim is put on the mizbeach, chayvin alem mishum pigul notar v'tamei. Then you're chayav for all those dinim that deal with kodoshim, the pigul notar v'tamei. Machshava by the zevach, by the kvasim, zivchei shel mitzimur, can have impact on the lechem. If you have in mind to eat the lechem, chutz lizmano, outside of the time period that you're allowed to eat the lechem. Ve'ein bahem mi'ilah. They have no din in milah. They are auxiliary to the kvasim. And there is no din of milah. They never attain the status of kodshei Hashem. That is only true by the kvasim, by the zivchei shel mitzibur. The lecha itself never has a din of milah. That's why Tosafot in the previous parak, when the Gemara discussed the fact that there was milah by the lechem, said that's just not true. There is no milah by the lechem. And therefore he said that it was an equivalent case. There he was talking about pigul and the din of it becoming pasul. So he says that the Gemara was equating it between the fact that the ability to make it pasul and mi'ilah in normal cases. But there really is no mi'ilah by lechem itself. Lechem apanim has the same din or very similar din to that we just saw by the shtei lechem. Molim bo mishuk desha. They have a din of mi'ilah once they are made kodesh. Karamba tanur. Once they harden in the tanur, uchshur the pasel b'tvuyom u'mechuser kippurim. Then they attain kedushat aguf in order to accept tuma from a tvuyom and a mechuser kippurim. Once they harden in the tanur, Tosafot asks, why do you need that? If once they're placed into a kli sharet, they should automatically become ra'ui to be tamei from a tvuyom mechuser kippurim, because this Tanam obviously believes that they are mukdash ayidei atanur. The tanur is a klig sharet and they're nikdash ayidei zeh. Tosa points out that a klig sharet is only mikadesh something that is ra'ui for it. When is it considered to be ra'ui? It's to be ra'ui when it turns into lechem. So that's how this klig sharet makes it into something that is kadosh kudushat aguf and can be pasul b'tvul yom mechuser kippurim, is when it reaches the point that it's called lechem. And also, once it's called lechem, then it can be leisader ala shulchan. Then you can place it onto the shulchan. The lechem apanim goes onto the shulchan. They have to have a harden on the outside in order to be classified as lechem to go onto the shulchan. Karvu abazichim, the matirim for the lechem apanim, are the two utensils that sit on the shulchan that contain within them the frankincense. Those bazichim you have to place on the mizbeach. Once they are muktar yedeh on the mizbeach, then that is machshir the lechem apanim. And therefore, chayavir alav mishum pikul notar v'tamei, the lechem apanim, then enter the world of kodoshim for pikul notar v'tamei, because that's the equivalent of zrikat adam by a behema, is the bazichim being placed on the mizbeach from the shulchan. Ve'ein bo mi'ilah. Again, just like the shtei lechem, they have no mi'ilah associated with them, because they're not the ikar davar that is mukrav ha'yikavei mizbeach. Ha'minachot. Menachot, similar to shtei lechem lechem panim, they have a din that mo'alim behem mishuk dushu. They have a din of mi'ilah once they are nikdash for their purpose. Kachu b'kli sharet. Once they enter the kli sharet, hukshu li'pasel b'tvul yom u'mechuser kippurim. Once they enter into a kli sharet, they have kedushat aguf. They go from kedushat damim to kedushat aguf. Kedushat aguf then enters them into the world of kodoshim to become tamei from a tvul yom and a mechuser kippurim. That's why Tosafot asked in the previous said, if a kli sharet is enough to make it into kedushat aguf, why do you need the outside of the bread to harden? Why isn't it enough that it's in the oven? The answer being, again, that it has to be ro'oi for that klisharet. And it's only ro'oi once it hits that point that it's determined to be lechem. Uber lina. And then being left over, I mean that the din of lina now goes into effect. The kohenim has to end up in the mizbeach that day. And the shirayim have to eat them by the kohenim within that day and night. Kareva kometz. Placing the comments from the mincha on the mizbech is equivalent of zrikat adam by a behema. Then, chayvin ala mishum pigul no tar betamei, you trigger the ability to have pigul, because that is the completion, the last state that makes it into harev matirav. The matirav were done properly, because now the comments is on the mizbech, so if you had a machshev pigul, this would be koveya. Notar, it can be left over, we start the clock for notar from that point in time. Vit tamei. And someone who has tumata guf, that consumes them, will be chayav. Vein mo'alim bishirayim. Bishirayim have no mi'ilah because that the yeshtoim had to the kohanim. Once the kometz goes on the mizbeach, the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim. So that means that as a time or point when there's head to the kohanim. Aval mo'alim bekometz achiyitze the beit hadeshen. The kometz which ends up on the mizbeach, it's required to be burnt on the mizbeach. As we said in the previous bubble to the Mishnah, anything that is supposed to end up on the mizbeach, once it is burnt on the Mizbeach, that completes the mitzvah for being mukrav, but there's still the residual mitzvot of Trumat HaDeshen and Hotzat HaDeshen. The taking off the Trumat HaDeshen and Hotzat HaDeshen, which we're about to discuss in the Gemara, and therefore there's still a Dinah Me'ilah, Kodshi Hashem, until those mitzvot are completed. Itmar, Hanene Me'ifer Tapuach. Someone who gets benefit from the ashes that are left on the Tapuach Shagabe HaMizbeach. What the Tapuach is, according to Rova Rishonim, the Tapuach is the ashes that are collected from all the items that are burnt on the Mizbeach, including the wood that is used to burn on the Mizbeach. They used to make a large pile in the center of the Mizbeach. That large pile in the center of the Mizbeach was called a tapuach. It was shaped like a tapuach, like an apple. And therefore, it was known as the Efer Tapuach. And it was piled up in the middle of the Mizbeach until they did Hotzat HaDeshen, until they removed it and took it out to the Deshen. The Raivud is one of the exceptions to that. He thinks that Tapuach is actually a physical structure on the Mizbeach, a circular physical structure on the Mizbeach, that elevated portion of the Mizbeach upon which the ashes were kept. But let's assume, like Rova Rishonim, that we're talking about the Efer Tapuach over here. The other thing we need to know is that there are two mitzvot with regards to the Deshen, with regards to the Efer that is on the Mizbeach. There's one requirement, which is at the beginning of Parshat Tzav, which is Trumat HaDeshen. Every day, the Kohen goes up there to this deshen that's on the Mizbeach. He inserts the pan into the inner parts to take out some of the hot coals. He picks up a piece of that, takes it down the ramp of the Mizbeach, and puts it within three tvachim on the side of the ramp of the Mizbeach. That is called Trumat HaDeshen, taking a portion of the deshen off every morning, placing it by the side of the Mizbeach. That has to be done every day and by a Kohen. Then there's also something called Hotzat HaDeshen. When this tapuach gets too big, and it's going to take up too much space on the Mizbeach, they used to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach. The Rambam believes that Hotzat HaDeshen took place every day, that they took it out all the time. Rashi says that it only took place when there was too much in the way of ashes on top of the Mizbeach. Once it got to be excessive, then they removed it from the Mizbeach. Over there, we know that you don't have to wear your regular big day kahuna to do it. And that's the mashal that Rashi brings down from the Chazal. You can't use the same begadim that you cooked with to go and see your Rebbe and to serve in the meal, because those are all mulchlach and messed up and dirty. So therefore over here you have to change out of your regular big day kahuna that are in the service of Hashem and put on some sort of work clothes to take them out to the deshen that's outside of the machaneh. That's outside the deshen. Now they still are big day kahuna, they're just a lower or lesser form of big day kahuna that you wear to take them out. So there is the Trumat HaDeshen done daily, Hotzat HaDeshen Machloket is done daily, or just when it became excessive. The Trumat HaDeshen is just a small portion of the Deshen that's taken off every day. Hotzat HaDeshen is the removal of all those ashes taken out to the Deshen, the burning place of them. Right, the Beit HaDeshen is outside the Machaneh, outside Yerushalayim. So the question here is, when does the mitzvah end? Is it enough? Trumat HaDeshen, is Trumat HaDeshen the end of the mitzvah by the Deshen on the Mizbeach? Trumat HaDeshen is the mitzvah is done every day. Once you have Trumat HaDeshen done, that Deshen now is like Shirayim. Like the Kometz was taken off, it's like Shirayim by a Mincha. Everything's done. Though Zad HaDeshen is just a practical halacha. Just you need to get rid of it. You have to get it off the Mizbeach. But it's not a mitzvah, it's a practical halacha of clearing off the ashes. Or, do we say that there's still a mitzvah left? There's a mitzvah to remove these ashes from the Mizbeach. Which of the two is it? So that's a machloket. Rav Amar in Mo'alim Bo. Rav says, there is no mi'ilah with regards to this deshen that's on the Mizbeach. Once the Trumat HaDeshen is done, the mitzvah is complete. There is no mi'ilah with the residual deshen that's on Mizbeach. V'yochan amar, malim bo, you do have mi'ilah by it. Lifnei Trumat HaDeshen, before Trumat HaDeshen, kuli amal lo pligi de malim bo. Before you've done Trumat HaDeshen, everybody agrees there's a mitzvah left with these ashes, and there everybody agrees there's still kodesh Hashem, and there is mi'ilah. Ki pligi le'achar Trumat HaDeshen. The argument is, after the Trumat HaDeshen is removed, the residual deshen, what is its status? Rav amarein bolim bo, harein ase mitzvato. The only mitzvah that has to be done by it is Trumat HaDeshen. The Otzat HaDeshen is just a practical way to get rid of the deshen on the mizbeach, but there's no mitzvah left to be done with it. Yochanan Amar came to Ktiv Alavash Koin Mido Bad Umichnasei Bari Bashal Psaro. It says there that he has to wear big day kuna. Came to Tzarech the big day kuna Bikdushatei Koi. Since you need some form of big day kuna to remove the deshen, the utzat the deshen, that shows you that there is some residual kedusha there. There's some residual mitzvah to be done. And if there's a mitzvah to be done, there's still a din in Meila. It's none. Our Mishnah. Moalim ben achetetei the Beit HaDeshen, your point, that our Mishnah says that you are moel with them until they go out to the Beit HaDeshen. Well, it sounds like to the Beit HaDeshen means until they leave the Mizbeach. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha the Rav. It's a problem for Rav's position. I'm like, Rav, I should tear el the Beit HaDeshen. It's not literally until they're taken out to the Beit HaDeshen, but until the point when they are ra'oi to leave to the Beit HaDeshen. When's that? That's after Trumat HaDeshen. Once you've done Trumat HaDeshen, then the residual Deshen, it can be taken out to the deshen whenever you feel like it. So it's not literally to be taken out, but when it reaches the point where it could be taken out to the deshen. This is if we cut on in the middle of a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about items that if they went on the Mizbeach, that they remain. But if they came off the Mizbeach, we keep them off the Mizbeach. We don't return them to the Mizbeach. Over there it's talking, for instance, with hair and wool. Items that are extensions of a behema, if they come together with an aver on the mizbeach, they remain on the mizbeach. If they shoot off the mizbeach, we don't return them to the mizbeach because they don't belong on it. Kulan is referring to these items like the wool, the hair, and all that. If they shoot off the mizbeach onto the floor, lo yakzir, you don't return them because they didn't belong there in the first place. They only went in there because they were tefel to some aver that does go on the mizbeach, and therefore if they pop off the mizbeach, we're not going to put them back on. V'chein, and this is the important one, gachelet, a coal, shepaka mi'al gavi mizbeach lo yakzir, pops off the mizbeach, you don't turn it back. What type of coal are we talking about here? Rashi points out, lomari b'gachelet de'emurim. We're not talking about a coal that was made from emurim that ended up on the mizbeach, because a coal from emurim that ended up on the mizbeach has a mitzvah of trumat hadeshen left in it, so that you would have to put back on the mizbeach. On the other hand, what are we talking about? We're talking about a coal that was made from the wood that was used by the atzei ha'meracha, the wood that was brought to burn those items on the mizbeach. If you have a coal from that, that does not have to be returned to the mizbeach because there's no din of trumat hadeshen by it. That's Rashi's explanation. It's not clear, but Tosafot seems to be indicating that we're talking about the gichalim of the evarim and not necessarily the gichalim of the maracha. We're talking about a coal that pops off, and it sounds like here, even a coal from the tapuach. It's like even a coal that popped off of the tapuach in the middle, you wouldn't have to return it to the mizbeach. But ha agabi mizbeach. But if it moved from one side of the mizbeach to the other side of the mizbeach, you have to put it back inside the tapuach. Bishma la Rabbi Yochanan Necha. That works well according to Rabbi Yochanan because there's still a mitzvah left in this deshen, and therefore we return it to the pile. Well, the Rav Kashu, what's Rav going to do with the fact that you have to put it back on the pile on the tapuach? Rav says everything's done already. So Melcha Rav shiny gachelet did be mashasha. It's different between a gechelet. A coal has substance left with it. So if it has substance left with it, that's different than deshen. I'm talking about ashes. Ashes are nothing. Coals are still something. And since they are still something, there is a different din to a coal than there is to ashes. We have to distinguish between ashes and coals. Tosafot explains the difference between a gechelet, sheish mashasha, and deshen is that a gechelet still has a requirement of aktara. And therefore there's a reason to put it back on the mizbeach versus the deshen, which is asherei. There's nothing for the mizbeach to do or nothing to put it back on the mizbeach for. Tosafot points out that Rav could not answer here that this was prior to Trumat HaDeshen, because that would have solved the problem for Rav. Could have just said this all took place prior to Trumat HaDeshen. The reason you have to put it back on is so that he can do the Trumat HaDeshen, Shalom Nase Mitzvato. The Sar Mikutzi answers that that's not the case. Trumat HaDeshen, you don't need more Deshen to be there for Trumat HaDeshen. Trumat HaDeshen is taking a portion of it. Even if you don't replace this Deshen on the Mizbeach, you still can perform Trumat HaDeshen. So the only reason to return it to the Mizbeach is to perform Hotzat HaDeshen, which does require all the items to be removed from the Mizbeach. And that's why it's a question on Rav. Rav can't just answer, oh, this is prior to Trumat HaDeshen. Because even if it was prior to Trumat HaDeshen, there wouldn't be a requirement to return it onto the Mizbeach. The fact that we do require you to return on the Mizbeach shows you we're talking about something besides Trumat HaDeshen. Because Trumat HaDeshen could be performed on the residual that's on the Mizbeach. So that's why the Gemara concluded that's a problem for Rav, because it sounds like here you have to put it back onto the tapuach because of the hotzah tadeshet. Some say it the other way around. Time mishum de gachelet did be mishasha. In our Mishnah that we're quoting from Zvachim, it only says that a gachelet that pops off from one side to the other side, a coal that moves from one side, you have to place it back. Ha'efer, had it been ashes, the late Beit Mishasha, had it not had any substance to it, I feel the gavim mizbech in Mo'alimbo, even from one side to the other side of the mizbech, you don't have to move it, and there is no me'ilah by it. Bishlam al-Rab Necha, that works well according to Rab, who says there is no me'ilah by the ashes. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha. Be a problem from Yochanan, who says that there is mi'ilah by the ashes. The same thing applies to Efer. Behind time tani gachelet. So then, why did it say gachelet in the Mishnah? Skati lashmina dafilu gachelet impay mashosha. Even a gachelet which has substance to it, kipakom algam mizbech lo yakziv. It pops off the mizbech entirely. You don't have to return it. So it's the other part of it, the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush, not the Diuk. We're Medayik that, oh, if it pops off, you don't have to put it on, but on the Mizbech, you have to move it around. For that, you're right. Deshin would have been a bigger Chiddush to say, but I said Gechelet anyway to teach me that if it pops off the Mizbech, even if it's a Gechelet, you do not have to return it to the Mizbech. Itmar, an enemy basar kochei kodashim lifnei zrikat damim, v'imurei kochim kalim nachar zrikat damim. So here is Mi'ilah, classic case of Mi'ilah. Kochei kodashim, before zrikat damim, the basar has a din in Mi'ilah. By Kochim Kalim, after Zrikat Adam, the Imurim have a din in Mi'ilah. And this person got benefit from them. Rav Amar, how do you pay it back? Mashinena Yipul Nidva. Whatever you pay back, the monies that you give now will go to Nidvat Tzibur, to become Ketsa Mizbeach, that we use to purchase a load with it. Belevi Amar Yavi Devar Shekulo the Mizbeach. If you bring something that entirely goes on the Mizbeach, what is that? We'll see in a second, is Ketoret. He brings Ketoret. Even though the Gemara Menachot says that a Yachid cannot mean Nadev Ketoret, over there, Tosafot says in the Gemara Menachot that our Gemara is talking about a case of Ketoret where he gives it over to the Tzibur. It's not that the Yachid brings it, but he gives it entirely over to the Tzibur, and then the Tzibur brings it onto the Mizbeach. So Tanya Kavata de Levi, we have a braita that supports Levi, Mi'ilo Zu Leichan Olechet. This Mi'ilah, where does it go? Halameidim Lifnei Chachamim, those that learn before the Chachamim Omrim. Halameidim Lifnei Chachamim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Levi. Levi, who learned before Rabbi. So this would be bringing a proof from Levi to Levi. Tosafot doesn't like it for two reasons. First of all, it says Levi does not appear in a Braita. That's number one. And number two, it doesn't make any sense that the Gemara is bringing a proof to Levi from a Braita that is Levi. So Rashi says, oh, it's Levi in the name of Rebbe, so it's really Rebbe. So Tosafot differentiates between Lemeidim Lifnei Chachamim and Ha Lemeidim Lifnei Chachamim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is Lemeidim Lifnei Chachamim, which is Levi. Ha Lemeidim Lifnei Chachamim is another Talmud Chacham. Umrim, they say, Yavida Varshakul Olam Mizbeach. Bring something that goes on the Mizbeach entirely. Manyuk, Toret. So that is like what Levi said. Tanya Kavatoi Rav, we have a break that supports Rav's position. Anenemi Dmei Chatat, Umr Dmei Asham. So similar to a mission that we saw at the end of Kretot, someone who got benefit from the monies that they had designated for a chatat or a sham, ad sheklo karva chatato, before he put on his chatat on the mizbeach. Tosafot says, what does it mean ad sheklo karva chatato? Means that he pays the mi'ilah that he owes before he was makriv his chatat. Rashi says it means ad sheklo karva chatato, that he realizes it before he's makriv the chatat. Then, or before he purchases the chatat, Yosef v'yavi chatato. He adds on the money to the chatat. He brings a fatter, a bigger chatat with those monies that he owes for the mi'ilah. The keren v'chomesh that he owes, he'll add on to the purchase price of the chatat. V'ad shalo karva hashamo. If it's before he was makiv as hasham, Yosef v'yavi hashamo. Then he'll bring again a bigger, fatter hasham. He'll add it on to the purchase price of the hasham. Karev chatato, or kvar karev chatato, if his chatat was already put on the mizbeach, according to Rashi means that he only figured out after the chatat was on the mizbeach that he owed the money. According to Tosafot is that he knew even before he put on the chatat, he just didn't pay the money until after the chatat went on the mizbeach. Yechulo Yam HaMelech. Then the monies will go to Yam HaMelech because it's the equivalent of a chatat shekibru ba'aleh. When you have too much money, you brought a chatat, the residual money is the mitah. The mitah for money means to go to Yam HaMelech. Kvar kariv hashamo, yiplun in the dava. Because we know the din is that anything by chatat meita, by an asham is yireh ad shistev. And then it's sold, and the proceeds go to Ketz Mizbeach, and then Dava. So over here, the excess money that you have will go to Dava. Now, this is the proof to Rav from this Braita. Nenemi kochei kodashim lifnei zirkat amim. Ve'imurei kochim kalim na'achah zirkat amim. Masha nene yiplu b'nidava. Any benefit he gets goes to the Nidvat Mizbeach, the Ketz Mizbeach. So there you go. That's a proof to Rav's position.
Why is the case
The Dmei Chatat, if you're Nenemi Dei Chatat, the proceeds turn into Dmei Chatat. the Mi'ila that you're going to bring turn into Mei Chatat. Here we're not necessarily talking about a Chatat. We're talking about something after the fact. Even if it is a Chatat, you're not talking about the purchase price. Exactly. Kol HaKorbanot HaMizbeach LaMizbeach. Anything that is a Korban that goes on a Mizbeach and you were in Nene or you're mowing it, then the proceeds go the Mizbeach. They go towards the Mizbeach, meaning that they go towards purchasing something that will go on the Mizbeach. Kol Karmanot, Kochei Berakabait, the Berakabait. It's something that you were nene from, something that was owned by Kochei Berakabait, who belonged to the treasury. Then the proceeds that you bring for the Mi'ilah go to the Berakabait. Karmanot Atzibur, if you are nene from a Korban Atzibur, or the Mi'ilah is something that is with the Tzibur, then the proceeds, the money that you're giving over, will go to the Nidvat Tzibur, will go to a Nidava for the Tzibur. So even, and Tosu points out in all these cases, that is, even if the Balim die over here by the Kochei Berakabait, even that generation passed away, still the proceeds go to the treasury or to the Tzibur, because again, we've seen before, the Tzibur never dies, and the treasury is always extant. I mean, it's always there, the Mikdash and the treasury. And therefore, all these items, if the person passes away, the monies that they owe to Hekdesh will still be owed, even if they pass away, or if the generation passes, because the requirement is to replace and add on a chomesh to what he was nene from. So when it's karbanot, maybe over there you need the balim to be alive in order for it to be relevant. But by the case of Berak HaBayit, in the case of Korbanat Tzibur, there you don't need the quote-unquote balim to be alive because those are continuous factors. The treasury is always there, the Korbanat Tzibur always there, and therefore even if the person passed away or the generation passed away, you still have to pay those monies that you owe. I'm going to stop over here because the Gufa Kasha goes all the way through to the Mishnah on the next Amud.